could you explain to us what role cinemas play in our society?
Oh, goodness, that's a big question. I'm a cinephile. I like cinema, you know, it's kind of my life, so obviously it's a very biased view. But I suppose it's anything that is, you know, obviously weaves through any culture. It's sometimes hard to quantify. You know, people can talk about the cinema industry is worth X billion, involving production and jobs and all the rest of it. In some way, trying to quantify a value, but culturally, that idea of that shared experience of watching stories together in a cinema, and those conversations at the pub, you know, discussing, you know, the ideas behind the films and falling down and all the rest of it, and just, you know, we tell stories to make sense of the world and make sense of the culture that we're in, and it's really, especially in the time of COVID, you know, one thing about you know, cinema is kind of its you know, transportive effect. I'm not sure that's a word. You know, the idea that it can transport us to other times, cultures, places, you know, give us new experiences. And there's nothing like, for me, the screen, and particularly the cinema screen, to be that immersive and really feel like you are, you know, experiencing those things yourself. And as much as, you know, what you're seeing might be fake, you know, those emotions that we bring to the screen are real. So I think, you know, it's, you know, in the same way that any stories are, you know, incredibly important. You know, cinema is kind of the art form of, I suppose, the 20th century, which makes it sound older. But that kind of, you know, it's the most accessible storytelling form that's ever existed.
Just to sum it up.
Yeah, there you go.
So. So with all of the restrictions that cinemas had to face this year, what kind of endings do you see for cinema playing out in the experience of going to the movies?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you've been to the cinema recently at all. have you been in the last couple of months?
I actually saw Tenet recently.
Oh.
That was the last thing I saw, but I haven't had the chance to go to the movies since.
Yeah, look, I've only seen one since, and I saw Tenet as well, and that's really worth talking about, you know, in itself.
Mm.
I saw Bill and Ted, you know, the third Bill and Ted, you know, movie as well, which was a lot of fun. And it's interesting in terms of COVID. Obviously, I'm in Queensland, and we've been very fortunate in terms of we are essentially right now, you know, again, COVID-free,
mm-hmm.
I would say. So, yeah, even then, I've only just sort of dipped my toe sort of back into the cinematic waters. I mean, the thing about cinema, which is kind of interesting, is that it actually, unless it's like, you know, Star Wars on the first Saturday night, you know, cinemas don't run 100% capacity anyway. You know, if you go and see a film on a Tuesday afternoon, five people in the cinema. I made a film about cinemas, you know, a romantic will be set in a cinema, you know, years ago, and I went around researching, you know, cinemas for locations, and I would go, you know, to the cinemas during the day and check out those locations.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of screens that were playing, it was very eerie, playing to empty audiences. Like, they would play the 3 o'clock performance and there's no one there. They're still running the movie.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing. And, you know, and it's just obviously they've done their numbers and they run it 3, 4, 5 times a day, and some performances are empty and some are, you know, more full. So what I'm saying is, on a day-to-day level, for a lot of screens, that the experience going to the cinema, COVID or no COVID, is going to be exactly the same. They're not going to be packed out screens. They are obviously going to be making sure you're not sitting near each other. I actually quite enjoy that because you're guaranteed to have no one kicking your seat and no one in your way. I think that's pretty awesome. But obviously, yeah, it does affect, you know, those big movies on those opening weekends when they want to pack a lot of people in. But again, in some way, and I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive, multiplexes, in terms of giving us more screens but less choice, has actually been preparing us for this.
Mm.
So you could actually have, and it sounds, again, it's not, I'm not saying this as a positive, but let's say, you know, the next Bond film, when it eventually comes out, you know, it could take over half the screens in a multiplex, you know, 10 times a day, and yeah, only have like 50 people in each, which makes up for, you know, the one packed 1,000 person screening. But they're still showing it 5 times a day anyway, even if it was empty, as a normal course of their business. So I think once we get the product back into the cinema, I think they'll be okay. I think the problem isn't COVID making people go less. And I think they will come for the right movie, and Tenet proved that to some degree, not 100%. And there has been debate about whether Tenet was the right film at the right time. It was kind of the right film that was a blockbuster that was prepared to go. And I kudos to Chris Nolan for getting it there, and I think that's a hugely important, brave thing for them to do. And if it had done slightly better numbers, then Bond would have followed. But obviously they're taking, let's say, a very cautious approach, which I find a little disappointing. And I pushed it back again until April.
Right.
It's not all doom and gloom. I'm an optimist. I think cinemas will exist. It's just, you know, there are three scenarios. One of which is there's no changes.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of go out of business, or they're modified. And I think the idea of them not changing at all is gone. That's, they are definitely going to change in the nature that they do business. But I don't think, even if they're going to furlough, some will furlough for a while, that they will be back, and they, you know, people still enjoy and love going to the cinema, and especially post-COVID, I think people will be desperate to get back into the cinema.
Right. So do you think we're going to see more innovation in the way cinemas operate, or do you think there's going to be lots of, I know I was really looking forward to French Dispatch this year and a lot of other movies coming out. Do you think we're going to see a lot of those movies just exit straight and to streaming services instead?
I think some will. I think, I mean, there's talk about now about Pixar's latest, you know, Soul going straight to the stream, when obviously Disney's, you know, Disney's obviously still pushing Disney Plus quite hard, and so they took Onward pretty fast to stream. Obviously Mulan, they've done pay-per-view, so they're trying those new things out. I think we'll lose some. I feel like, and I'm just making this figure up, I think we'll lose about 20% that would have come out to streamers, maybe even 30%, but I think the other 70 will hit the screen in the next sort of 12 months or so. I mean, look, film has always been reactive. The thing about film, the thing about cinema, is that cinema has always been dying, like, since the 20s. And if you go back through history, like, when Soundies came out, you know, they're like, this is the death of cinema. So it's always been a problem. Like, you know, TV came out, that was going to be the death of cinema in the 50s. Then video, VHS came out, and that was going to be the death of cinema, you know. So torrenting was going to be death of cinema. I wouldn't say cinema has always innovated incredibly well, but what I think it has done is it's always reacted. So,
right.
You know, when TV came, you know, became quite prevalent, obviously people started getting them, you know in big numbers in the 1950s. You know, they were black and white and small. So that's when you started to get the big cinema scopes, you know, and all these crazy inventions to make the screen bigger and more colourful, and, you know, to make it different. And the same happened when torrenting started to be an issue, you know, 10, 12 years ago with Avatar. It was 3D, and then 3D came back, you know. And that was a huge, obviously, that made $2.8 billion because you had to see it in the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always reacted. I think now it's going to have to innovate a little bit. And I think because it's all digital now, before it used to be a standalone technology where you could only show celluloid.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can show sporting events, you can show opera. All this is happening already. This has kind of been sort of happening a bit. And I think it's just going to accelerate that innovation. I mean, you've got 4DX now where the seats move and spray water in your face. I'm not sure if that's going to stay. Particularly, but I think things like retrospectives, you know, like, so we don't have to see this. Let's say No Time to Die gets pushed back for another year. You know, a lot of fans might want to go and see a Roger Moore Bond, do you know what I mean, on the big screen, or Doctor No, or, you know, what film festivals have been doing very well the last few years with clever programming. I think cinemas, because the other thing about cinemas is they make most of their money from the popcorn. Not the ticket sales. They're basically sweet shops with screens. So they can show, I mean, obviously they'd love to show movies, but they can show other things, and the concessions are a really big deal. If they can't sell you the popcorn.
I'm going to have to cut you off there, if that's okay.
No worries.
Thanks so much, though. You've got a lot of insight. I mean, hopefully the cinemas will still keep selling popcorn.